Okay, so just reviewing from yesterday, I guess, and we're moving into further. So the Rebbeinu Chananel's idea, so according to Rebbeinu Chananel, his first idea, well, the one thing we defined is that, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, the side to say that if you throw it up and you catch it, you throw it up, run across the border and catch it, you are potter, is because he says the Makom HaAkira is the Makom HaNacha. Okay, you're basically throwing it, it's like, Tosafot explains, it's like you're going from one hand to another hand, like you're transferring the object from one hand to the other hand. So therefore, he says that, so you're not doing anything, you're not accomplishing anything. Okay, so, so he holds that that basically you're throwing it it's like you're throwing it to yourself. The Makom HaKira is the Makom HaNacha. So he says it's not true, because you start off in one Rishos and you end up in another Rishos. So when you hand it from one hand to the other hand, you're really not going anywhere. The object is just going nowhere. But here the object was an object of Rishos HaYachin, and it was an object of Rishos HaRavim. So what kind of, that's not going anywhere. It's not the same Makom. It's your hand in one Rishos, your hand in the other Rishos. Like we said, if you walk across while you're holding an object, you could say the same thing. Look, it didn't go out of my hand, but you see that's how it's all. So what's the difference? So we said that you have to reinterpret Rebbeinu Chananel. He's not saying makom ha'akiru, makom ha'nacha vis-a-vis the din makom of the chafza. The din makom of the chafza is changing from Rishiyach to Shazar Rabban. But he means the maisa is lacking. The maisa of Zrika is a maisa of throwing it from one place to another place. So the maisa of Zrika and the tolda of Zrika. The maisa of Zrika is throwing it from one place to another place. That's the tolda of Zrika. Okay, now, that one place to another place, insofar as the maisa is concerned. Not, of course, you need the chafza to relocate. That's in terms of the productivity. But the maisa is a maisa of throwing it from place A to place B. Now, when you're doing this thing, it's not that maisa. It's the maisa of throwing it into your own hand. Throwing it up into your hand. Okay, so it's true you happen to be walking and the chafza takes on a new location, but the action is not an action of throwing it from one place. The fact that the guy happens to be in a different rishus is important insofar as identifying the location of the chafza. But the action is like action of just throwing it up and catching it. Just like you threw up in your conveyor belt and you're moving, or you threw up in your run and you're moving. But essentially, it's an action of throwing it from yourself to yourself, from your hand to your hand. So the action, it lacks in the maisa zrika of the tolda of hotza. So therefore, he holds that it's the same thing, like Tosafot says, the same thing as handing it from one hand to the other hand. You're not, even though the chafza may be in a different location, 4 amos away, but the action is not an action of relocating a thing. It's an action of adjusting your package or whatever it is. That's not an action. It lacks it. In Malachas Shabbos, you need not only the productivity so far as the chafza is concerned, but you need the maisa which corresponds to that productivity. Okay, so if you do the productivity, the chafza has that product, but you're not doing an action which is the corresponding action, so then you're not chayav. So that's the side to say that you're going to be popping. But the question is, so what's the other side, and what does it have to do with kishnei bnei adam or kadam echad? Like, what's the whole baya according to Rebbeinu Chananel? But if you carry it, if you just walk and you carry thing across, that is the exact maisa of hotzah. You're carrying a thing across. You're not doing some other action or some. That is the action of hotzah. So then you're going to be chayev. Because my point is, you measure human activities, and maisa are human activities, and they're not. And chafza is nothing to do with human beings. Chafza is a location, an abstract location of an object, irrelevant, irrespective of human perspective. It's just the location. So the action of a person throwing it from one end to the other is an action of just of nothing, of self-pass, an action of just throwing it to himself. So the action, the human activity, is not an activity of accomplishment. It's an activity of just throwing it back to where he started, to himself, from myself to myself. That's the character of the activity and a human framework. But the chafza is a cold chafza. It has nothing to do with people. It's an abstract identity of the ball. And the ball, let's say, if you want to know where its location was, its original location was there, and its new location is here. And they're different locations. So I, the person, was doing the activity. If you judge it from a human perspective, he was doing an activity of a self-pass, and it's the same makom. Yeah, but the chafza is the chafza. And so far as the chafza, the fact that a human being... who's a ma'oseh ha'maisa, wouldn't say that he did anything significant is irrelevant in terms of the chafza. But vice versa, the fact the chafza has a new location is irrelevant in terms of the asiyah of the gavra. Asiyah of the gavra is measured in the framework of human activity. Framework of human activity, it's a futile action. It's basically it's accomplishing nothing. It's basically just playing, having a catch. It's just nothing. You're not doing anything. You're just throwing it to yourself, and throwing it up and catching it. Or just putting it from one hand to the other hand. It's makom, that's all the Rabbi Meir means. Makom ha'akira u'makom ha'anacha. It means he's describing, basically, you finished where you started. It's like nothing. You didn't do anything. You know, you did nothing, basically. You're the same makom, but not in the chavtza, but in the action. The action is just, it's play. That's why it's playing. That's why it's playing a game. That's why we're making used to play. Whoever does that, no one does that unless you're playing. You're trying to play a catch, then you'll do that. But that's the nature of the action. The nature of the action is, but what do you accomplish? You normally do things to accomplish something. You're not doing anything. So that's not malacha. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another possibility?
Oh, for the Ibaya.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Both sides agree that there is such an action as throwing it up and catching it.
Yep.
But the question is, what does the malacha of hotzar require? Does it require the action of relocation?
Yep.
Or does it require relocation through an action?
Through an action?
Yeah, through an action. And the Ramban reminded me of this, that you don't have to, it doesn't have to be an action which is solely relocation, it just has to be, that's what Mekhan Makhshav then means.
Right.
So here he's throwing it, he plans to go to here, right. And he's catching it. So it's a complete action of throwing it to yourself, right? And that's the action he's doing, but we're not looking at what Maitreya is doing. He's doing and saying, is that a what is the character of that action? Is it a futile action, or is it a relocating action? Is he relocating, and is he doing a Maitreya?
But a Maitreya is... A Maitreya is like weak. You know, like it's a Maitreya, but what does it have to do with malacha? Like, it's just that he has to do a maisa, he can't be passive, you mean?
Isn't that what,
when we say... Well, Ariel's saying, good story, a good question is, he says, the other side, this side makes sense. It's got the method, you're throwing it to yourself, self-pass, you're not chayef. He says, or do you say it's kishnei b'nei adam, and you're chayef? What do you mean it's kishnei b'nei adam? It's not kishnei b'nei adam, it's one person, and he's throwing it to himself. What do you mean it's kishnei b'nei adam, and it's chayef? I mean, it's a convincing argument. How could you argue with this argument? I mean, you're throwing it to yourself, self-pass. And if you just don't buy the self-password, what does it have to do with Kishnei B'nei Adam? Kishnei B'nei Adam, dummy. In what sense is it Kishnei B'nei Adam? I mean, the Gemara and the Ramechal are talking to us, right? Kishnei B'nei Adam, dummy. So in what sense is it Kishnei B'nei Adam? It's not Kishnei B'nei Adam, it's one guy. Okay, so I'm thinking like this, that, see, the question is, what's the role of the person, or of the Yad, in Hotzah? Okay, so
as opposed to person, as opposed to what?
Oh, that's fine. Okay, what's the role of the yad in hotzah? So the role of the yad in hotzah is that the hand in hotzah relates the object to the rishas, right? Or at least in zrika. I mean, zrika then is that's the makom ha'akira and the makom ha'anacha. At the hand is the makom akira and the makom anacha, the yad of the person, and it relates to the rishas through the hand, through the person, through the hand. Okay, that's how it's an object of rishas yachid, because it's a munach on his hand, which is part of his body, which is standing on the ground, and it's munach on rishas rabim because it's on his hand, which is on his body, and on the rishas rabim. So the role of the hand here, in terms of Otsah, in terms of this case, I guess, or in general, in Otsah, when it's to a guy's hand, is that it is like the, so to speak, an extension of the Rishas Yachid, an extension of the Rishas Rab. Okay, it's the Makom HaKira, so to speak, for the Rishas Yachid and Makom HaNacha, for the Rishas Rab. Okay, and insofar as that's concerned, so the hand of Rishas Yachid and the hand of Rishas Rabim are, so to speak, two different hands. Okay, it's true it happens to be the same guy. His name didn't change. But in the framework of Hotzah, it's like a different hand. It's the hand. Well, it's like with different identities, because the identity of the hand, insofar as the Hotzah is concerned, is the vehicle of relating the object to one Rishos. And again, the hand of Rishos Yachad is different than the hand of Rishos Rab, because this hand is an extension of Rishos Yachad, the hand is an extension of Rishos Rab. So it could be it's saying is, it's Kishne B'nai Adam, means that it's true, and it's the human being is the same human being. So if you're judging if you want to judge the Malacha from just the person, you'll say it's a self-pass. Okay, he threw it from him to him. Okay, same guy. But do you say is that he threw it from the Yad, which is the Yad, then there's the fact that the Yadayim are of different Rishuyos, do you say that's like Mechalik them, and saying it says if it's Shnei B'nei Adam. It's like throwing it from a person of Rishus Yachad to a person of Rishus Rab. The fact that it happened to be the same guy, but insofar as the Tzor is concerned, it's a different guy. It's a guy who is a vehicle of extending the Rishus Yachad, and a vehicle of extending the Rishus Rab. It's not a self-pass. He's throwing it from a guy Rishus Yachad to a guy Rishus Rab. It's not to himself. His self takes on a different identity vis-a-vis Yotzah, because his hand is simply a koach of the Akira or a koach of the Anacha. That's the role of his hand and of his body in this framework. They're the koach of the Akira and the Anacha. Because then they are its neck are from his hand, and thereby breaks its relationship to the Rishus Yachad, and its munach in his hand of Rishus Haravim. So that's not a self-pass. You could argue that from the framework of Otsah, these are two starkly different people. Okay, they're two different people. And it's Kishnei B'nei Adam. It's Kishnei B'nei Adam dummy, because since the hands are functioning, insofar as the Otsah is concerned, the hands are functioning as extensions of different Rishuyos, that's like Mechal like them, into being like two different Gavras. Okay, or do you say, no, that bottom line is, look, it's one person, it's self-pass. Like, does the fact that the hand is functioning, or the person is functioning vis-a-vis Hotzah, is functioning to relate it to the Rishos. Is that mechalik it into two people and thereby, so to speak, disrupt this quality of being a self-pass? And you say, the fact that it happened to be the same guy, that guy is a different guy. Or you say, no, the bottom line is it's the same person. You know what I'm saying? It's like, do you look at the action in the framework of a regular universal framework, in which case it really is a self-pass? What you say is that since this is the framework of Otsah, and the framework of Otsah, the Gavra is more than just a personality, but his role is his hand is the relator or the extension of the Rishos. It's Mechalik it from being it. It's not a self pass. It's a pass from a hand of Rishos Yachad to a hand of Rishos Rab. Right. It redefines the action. You can't just look at it as like a normal action, because the hand is a different hand. The action is an action of the hand, but the hand in this framework, the framework of Otsah, the hand's role is the extension of the Rishos. That's the role of the hand. That's the identity of the hand. So the action is going to be defined by the framework which you're in, which is Otsah, which is the location of the object. And the hand is really the locator, the relator to that location. And then it's it's a different hand. So the action isn't a self-pass. To pass from a hand of Rishus Yachad to pass from a hand of Rishus Rab. The fact that it happens to be the same guy is extraneous. Or you say, look, bottom line is a human being, is a human being, and a human being is thrown. It's true, that's the background and that's the context we're dealing in, but objectively, he's doing self-pass. That's what he's doing. It would be, this is like kind of a silly example, it would be like if a guy like does a self-pass and like he converts in between or something like that, you know, he does Megayar. So it's like a different person. It's not, I mean, it's true, you could say it's a self-pass, but it's like a different identity. It's a different identity. Again, it's emotional, but it's like the function vis-a-vis the activity of carrying is mechalik it into being like two different gavos. That's the question. That's his question. That's the Riachalan's question. Do you say that? Do you say that, or you say, look, bottom line it's a self-pass. It's a self-pass. I'm just saying the lesson of the Rabbeinu Chanan, I think, is... It's good because he says the first side of this Kishnei B'nei Adam, that he says, Odam Odilma Afilu Hachi Adam Echaru. You know, even so, it's still bottom line, like that's kind of like what we're saying. Look, bottom line is, it's very nice, it's a good argument, but bottom line is, it's still one person. You know? There's something which is different. Then he says, Lo Nekarmi Makom Zevunach Makom Acher, Ela Makom Akiru Makom Anacha, Kishneihem Ki Adam Echarein. I don't know why he says, Ki Adam Echarein. What does that mean? I shouldn't say that. Shneim Adam Echad. Unless he means it's Shneim there. Since it is one person, it's... He does this point. Halachically, it's Nodon Ka'adam Echad. Of course it's one person, but even he means... That's finishing his point. That since... Bottom line is, it is one person, therefore, Kishneim Adam Echad. Ke'adam Echad. They're not only are they one person, but halachically, because that's why he's paraphrasing the Gemara, is Shnei Kosh Adam Echad Ki Adam Echad or Kishnei Bnei Adam. He says, this is the conclusion. But I think the way he's saying it is, I feel lucky, it sounds very much like what we're saying is, look, but bottom line is, it's one person, you know? It does the same thing, right? That's what he says, it can be Shinos and Minos Smola. So he means, it's like, it's just one person, he's going to right to his left, he's not two people. You go right to your left, he's not saying he's not two people. But here, you're a Gavra of Rishiyach and Gavra of Shazram. I mean, presumably that would be the difference. But when you run across, you're a different Gavra. You're Gavra Rishiyach and Gavra Shazram. When you hand it from one hand to the other hand, your Gavra's not moving. So you say the Gavra, the hand, is just part of the Gavra, and the Gavra is the Gavra of the same Rishiyach. It's not going anywhere. So then it's definitely one person. It's like you mean the small. That's definitely one Rishiyach. Okay, so I guess we have it to leave now. So let's just get the set of the problem. So now, so implicit, if you remember how Rashi and Tosfos were learning... The case here, they were learning that the cases where one guy throws it and he runs across and catches it. So he's saying is that in a certain sense is very similar to the case where you throw it to a second guy and he makes a running catch. Second guy makes a running catch, right? Second guy makes a running catch. Because basically when that happens, when the second guy makes a running catch, your Akira, your Zrika was Koveya Makom Hanacha, and that was never realized, right? According to Tosus, basically there was no Hanacha because it basically was intercepted. And that's why you'd be Potter, by when you catch it, because you intercepted and your Hanacha never reached fruition. And according to Rashi, well, now the other guy did that. You know, the other guy did the Hanacha, so now you'll say it's like Shnei Bnei Adam because you have two half actions. Because you're Akira, in this case, where you throw it, you were Kovei one trajectory, one Makom, and then you ran and intercepted it, and you were Kovei a new Makom, which is your hand. So there was, according to both Tosfos and Rashi, this whole case was where you have a disconnect between the Akira and the Hanacha, because the Akira is, the throwing is Kovei a Makom Hanacha on the ground, and then you happen to come in and intercept it, just like the case where the other guy comes in and intercepts it. That was how they were both learning. But according to Rabbi Hananel, he implicitly just pushes that aside and says, no. On the contrary, this case, since you knew that you were going to run, since you knew that when you threw it, you were planning, your machshava was to run across and to catch it, so like the makom of the anacha was your hand. And therefore, it's really, it's like it's one continuous process. You're throwing it from here, makom akira, you have an akira and anacha over there, and it's not like this separated apart. So because you're a machshava, you're not anasas machshavta. Your machshava was just like the case where I throw it to a second guy, right at him. So therefore, that's a case where that was my machshava for it to land there. So to here, that was my machshava. So therefore, the action was reached its fruition. The action was one akira and anacha. It's not split apart. But that's adding in a new factor of machshava. I mean, Tosos, Rashi and Tosos are not saying machshava. When Rashi and Tosos, you throw it, there's a trajectory, there's a makom anacha. And now you run in, you're intercepting it. That's the first Hariya, Hakira, never reached its fruition. And now this is a brand new Hanacha. So you have a difference of whether you factor in Machshava into the picture. Okay? Now, you could ask also, is that what about when I throw it to the other guy? Let's say I'm throwing it to the other guy and he runs and catches it. So why don't you say there also my Machshava was for him to catch it? You know, like, is it mean where I threw it and I didn't know about the other guy? I mean, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It says I just threw it and another guy catches it. It runs and catches it. So why don't you say my machshava there? Right, but there you don't say that I'm chayev, right? You say I'm potter because my makom anacha was the ground and then he intercepted it. But when you say no, that's the question. What about the past? I mean, it seems like it doesn't differentiate. So I think Rabbi Nachmanel is addressing that, which you have to understand what he's saying. But that was the part which you know he's talking about yesterday. But I think I got it. So he says like this case, when he talks about that case, he says, your Padre Shari, lo nitztacha kavanasa lekabel ba'osa makam, me'mela ba'liyada. You don't need his kavana to be mekabelit in that place. It came to him me'mela. The case where you throw it to the floor, let's say, and another guy comes and intercepts it. We're running past. No, running. The other guy runs. So in that case, it's Potter. So why is that case Potter? Why don't you say your machshava was to throw it to the guy? So you could say it's only talking about a case where you didn't know about the other guy. But it seems like the Reina Chanan is trying to address that by saying, no, it's even if you did throw it to the guy, it's a running catch, it's a pass, still, he's saying something about you don't need your machshava. I mean, you have to figure out what he's talking about. But I think he's addressing that. I mean, as a follow-up, I think first we should... I mean, you have to think about it. I think first you should just get the machlokes done, you know? But I think that's part of Reina Chanan's akasha. You can ask Reina Chanan, is once you allow machshava, then what about that? What about that? You know, that case seems to be with the past, there's also machshava. And I think he's trying to differentiate between them. So what's the machlokes about whether you allow machshava, and then what's he talking about there?